sorry, but I cannot keep my clothes on.
Where's the garbage?
No. Right there.
Yeah, boy!
Where's the garbage? I think I'm gonna be sick.
I guess you guys just listen to that, so you don't need us to do it too. But we just love our intro music.
Otherwise, it's the weird charm school. These pigs.
What?
Pig!
It's not him. What was that?
It was her tail. That sounded like metal.
Well, she is made out of steel.
That was so, yeah, my dog is. We always used to joke, like, what kind of Pokemon they are.
Yeah.
And I always said she's either a steel type or a rock type.
Okay, so I'm going to be honest and tell you I know nothing about Pokemon, but she is a brick shit house.
Yeah. Yeah.
And a bulldozer. And who are you?
Oh, shit, I'm Andy.
Yeah.
And you?
Iana.
And we
are...
The Queens of Reality TV.
Welcome back, everybody.
Hey, everyone.
I would like a little reward for being here every week.
I know.
Nobody is even telling us good job, and I really am starting to feel beat down by it.
Yeah, so you guys, I know we don't post ever on the Instagram.
No, but you know where we are.
But you know where we are.
What
hit
we're
us
doing.
Up. Like, just be good, okay? Be nice.
Yeah, we love you.
Leave us reviews on Apple. We don't have a lot of them for this podcast. I know a lot of people are listening.
Yeah.
Pretty much the same amount as the other podcast, but no one's leaving reviews.
Come on, friends.
Come on, y'all. It's because we're not incentivizing. Like on the other podcast, we kind of incentivize, like, oh,
you okay. Know, but- well, so since we can't incentivize in the same way, what kind of incentives would get you to engage with us?
Yeah.
That's a question. You can tell us, message us, let us know what kind of remix, what kind of collaboration would make you feel like it was fair?
On the other podcast, we say if you leave a review, you can pick a movie.
Review.
Yeah, 5-star review.
Good.
We will let you pick a movie for us to review. And that's easy because it's one movie. It's one episode. We couldn't let you pick a whole show here.
No.
Because then we're locked in for like a 10 to 15 episode thing.
It's a very different energy.
So what can we do for you? Let us know.
What can we do? What would feel fair?
Yeah.
How do we make it feel good?
Yeah.
I want to make you feel so good.
Yeah. So this week we're talking about Charm School. This is season 2, episode 6.
TASPCA. That's what it's called.
Really?
Yes.
ASPCA?
T, the letter T, and ASPCA.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't get it.
I mean, I get the second part.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, I'm so confused. So, Ina went home last week, y'all. What?
No, I'm just, like, already upset.
I know.
I'm already upset. Not because of Ina. I'm sad because of Ina, but she was ready to go. So, I don't feel that bad. What I'm upset about is the fact that Lacey's
oh my God.
Storm is she... walking around this fucking house, bad girls clubbing it up.
Yeah, she's hitting on a metal trash can. She needs attention. She wakes up and needs attention today. That's how I kind of.
She is laughing and she's like, I don't know. I just thought I should wake everybody up. And she's literally pounding on shit.
A metal trash can.
And it's like, girl, just stop. And Destiny, who I adore, is like, she's coming out of the bathroom.
She's already awake.
She's an early Lovely. Riser. And she's just like, dang, that's so fucking rude, dude.
Yeah, like why?
And I feel the same way. I'm just like, Lacey, why?
Because she needs attention and camera time.
Yeah, she's just trying to get camera time, but it's just like very off-putting.
But honestly, that is the theme of her this episode.
Oh, boy. And I feel like, is it?
There's not going to be too much to talk about this episode, but I feel like we're going to have a lot of opinions this episode.
We are. And is she going to be short, fast, and sweet? But guys, this week's episode is... Thou shalt rock thy body.
Oh my God, I thought the last ones were lame.
They barely even try and make them make sense.
Thou shalt rock thy body, dude. And they're like, we set up booths for you to enjoy the fine things, like booze and cigars. What?
What? It doesn't even make sense. So there's like, truly, there's a tequila
booth.
It's
a trap.
Well, of course it's a trap. Who out? When is the challenge to enjoy yourself?
I know.
That's not the challenge,
right into
y'all.
It, though.
They're dummies.
Except for Jess Kinney. She's like the only one who really doesn't fall into it. She's too smart for this shit.
A little bit. She falls into it a little bit.
Yeah.
But essentially, so there's a bunch of nerds at booths all over the backyard. There's a cigar booth. There's a whiskey booth.
It's
there's
very
a tequila booth.
Tequila, though, very. That we're still in the backyard.
We don't leave the house.
We don't leave the house.
We don't leave the house
either.
If we do, we go to the beach that's
right.
free.
Yeah.
We don't go to places.
No.
No. So they are learning about the flavor profiles, whatever. The girls are just drinking all of these drinks like shots.
They're just taking shots, dude.
Yeah, left and right. And like they show a couple times where the guys are like, you can dump your empty here. And they're like, what? Lacey says, I dumped it down my throat.
Which is like, kind of hard, though.
Girl, okay.
I would have been dumping it down my throat at that age,
also,
too.
Is it 10:30 in the morning?
It is 10 a.m.
What is happening?
It is 10 a.m. on a Sunday.
I guess they have nothing else to do, but holy fuck.
Fuck, dude. They're getting hammered. But at least the crew does give them food.
Yeah, they do get to eat. And this is very interesting.
So Lacey's sitting on the edge of the pool, preaching vegetarianism to the other girls while eating fish.
She's not only eating salmon, she's also eating caviar.
Yes.
So she's not just... they're both disgusting, but one of them is specifically the babies.
Here's the deal, dude. Here's the deal. That's called pescatarian, and there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
But if you're going to sit there and preach to people that eating animals is wrong, right? Because that's what it is.
That's what vegetarianism,
and she's saying eating animals is wrong.
And she's specifically coming at Brandy M. Yes. About hunting. And Brandy says, my mom is a bow hunter. I go hunting with my mom. What's your fucking problem? Also, aren't you eating fish?
Yeah.
And I don't remember hearing her give her defense other than that she's a pescatarian.
She doesn't even use that. I mean, she doesn't even say she's pescatarian.
She calls herself vegetarian.
She calls herself vegetarian. That's that. And here's the thing. Iana and I have both been vegetarian our whole lives, essentially.
Yeah.
And I never felt elitist about this, even for a second.
No, it doesn't make me feel cool.
I never preached this to people.
I only tell people if they're like, do you have any dietary restrictions?
Right.
That's the only time I bring it up.
Hey, I want to go to this restaurant. And I'm like, hey, I can't eat there. They don't have anything vegetarian. Like, that's the only time. When that shit comes up.
Yep.
So I just feel like I've never been on that page of being like, you guys shouldn't eat meat because.
No.
Like, I will turn down relationships if a guy's a hunter. I'm sorry. I'm not dealing with that. Like,
that's not going to fit for me,
right? Yeah. But I'm not going to sit there and preach to a bunch of strangers about my lifestyle.
And this is one of Lacey's personality traits in this show that is, you can't tell how much is put on for the camera.
I think she really believes in this. And again, I'm all for it, too. I also believe in that. But Lacey is just one of those people that even when she's being sincere, she has her way and everything else is the wrong way. That's the way she comes off.
Yes. And she's not interested. One of the things I've learned over time is if you want to have a conversation that a large group of people feel adverse to.
Yeah.
You can't just start yelling.
No.
You bring your facts, bring your perspective, bring your point. And also, like, trying to change people's mind. That's just
about
not something I've ever wanted to
do. No.
It's just not something I've ever wanted to do. I feel like it's a choice that I make for myself. And anybody who wants to talk about it, we can fucking talk about it.
Yeah, this kind of comes back to a conversation we had a little bit about your parents earlier in the week.
Yes,
you know what I like to do to prove a point is ask questions.
Yeah.
And 9 times out of 10, I will lead the person to my point.
Yeah.
And I'm letting them get there.
Absolutely.
In a way that feels rational for them. And then 9 times out of 10 in that conversation, they'll say, okay, I see what
you're saying.
I see what you're saying now.
Yeah.
It's not for me, but I see how we got there.
And again,
that's fine.
That's all I need you
to do. That's all I need you to do.
Is to give me the space to do what I'm doing.
Right.
That's not what Lacey's doing.
No.
Lacey is literally licking fish off her fingers.
That's nuts.
And yelling about how being a vegetarian is the only way.
So at some point with Brandy, she must have explained why she eats fish. Now, we don't get to see that.
They edit that out.
Right? They edit that out. However, what happens is Dallas doesn't hear that part of the conversation.
Dallas is also a little bit drunk.
She's wasted.
Yeah.
She only hears the part where Lacey's talking to them about how they shouldn't be eating animals.
Right.
And Dallas comes up and also points out, hey, you do realize, like, you're telling them they're wrong, but you're eating an animal, right?
She says it quickly. She's not, like, starting shit. She's just kind of sitting behind Lacey, listening to Lacey go on and on. And she's like, that's fucking rich, dude. You're eating fish while you're saying this. That's kind of her perspective. It feels totally appropriate. And Dallas has been endlessly patient.
I do have in my
all
notes,
of that
though,
shit.
Like, oh no, Dallas.
Well, yeah, but you know,
I know.
It's because she's drinking. If she wasn't drinking, she wouldn't have gone down this path, and that's partially why they set them up like this.
Because now, not only did you point Lacey out on being an extreme
hypocrite, yeah, which Lacey do not like.
She is a person of pride.
Oh, yeah. And principle.
And principle.
Don't mean, it doesn't matter if she's right. If she has made a point, this is what we saw with her and Megan and Brandy. When they've decided somebody's going, that is the end of the decision. And she will do everything to make that true.
Logically, she should have probably said nothing, right? Yeah. Because of the way Lacey is. However, I don't think I would have been able to hold back on that either.
And she has held back so much that this is like, mind you, they're still in the same room together. Yeah. Like, they are dealing with each other all the time. It hasn't been the focus because she has been picking off her list.
Yeah.
But, like, now that Megan's gone, her priority is getting rid of Dallas.
Yes.
And you can see it immediately. Oh, and she says Lacey it to was camera.
Waiting for it.
She's so excited to fucking... She's like, brainstorming how she's going to fuck this up.
So Dallas starts walking away. And Lacey's like, no, if you're going to start shit with me, like, you must have missed the part of the conversation that I already explained why I eat fish. I would pay money to hear that.
I know.
I would pay money to have heard that part of the conversation, which we didn't get to ever hear.
I am very curious. I don't care, but I'm
curious because I'm sure it's also hypocritical. And I'm sure it comes back to the weird Nirvana fucking myth, which is a myth that fish don't have feelings.
It's so weird.
Because that is not true.
Yeah.
But everyone believed that because Nirvana said that in a song once, and everyone literally, it was before Google, and everyone took it as fact.
Well, back in the day, Nirvana was our Google.
It was Encyclopedia Nirvana. Yeah, we asked Kurt.
Encyclopedia Nirvana. That's fucking funny. I would wear that shirt. That's very funny. That's what it was. I love it.
So Kurt said it. Everyone believed it. I just want to know if that's where it came from, because that was a lot of pescatarians' arguments that I'd heard, and I'd be like, you do know that we have Google now, right?
Yeah, and that's not true. Just look at a fish. Just watch.
Just like watch fish. They have feelings and shit too.
Yeah, he don't like it at all.
Yeah.
He don't like it at all.
So she's running down Dallas and being like, no, you need to listen to me. You can't just start that conversation and not hear what I have to say.
Now, meanwhile, Brandy C recognizes what Lacey is doing.
She sees it immediately.
She sees it immediately and she says, Lacey.
I do have to say though, when Brandy confronts Lacey, Lacey is standing there and she does look humiliated.
You think so?
I thought she was standing by herself.
Interesting.
With her arms crossed and had this look on her face like she didn't know what to do. She looked for a second to be like her pride was hurt.
So I feel like everybody's a little bit accidentally drunk.
Yeah.
I think nobody started this day intending to get drunk.
Sure.
They started having drinks and they're mixing liquors.
Oh my God, yes.
Red wine, tequila, whiskey, vodka. Like,
they
imagine.
They wanted this to happen.
Of course they did. It's all a setup. But think about that. Think about the times in your life where you aren't setting out to get drunk. Ooh. And you accidentally have one or two too many.
It happened to me at my birthday. Day 1 year,
and then suddenly you're feeling like all those feelings, they are sick of each other's shit,
yeah,
right? And so emotions are high, and I think Lacey just, I don't know, I feel like it would take nothing for a producer to get something out of her and just be like, hey Lacey, what do you think about Dallas, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like they're poking the bear and she's like, oh, you want me to fucking do it, I'll fucking do it.
Yeah.
So she chases Dallas upstairs. Dallas is trying to stay calm,
and Brandy C is standing behind trying to talk Lacey down.
She's literally grabbing her arm and saying, Lacey, don't do it.
Lacey jumps up into Dallas's bed, rubs her filthy bare feet that were just all over the yard, all over Dallas's pillow,
and then wipes them on her clothes. And then Dallas comes into the room. So while she's doing that, Brandy is saying,
like, stop it, please.
You have
stop.
To stop. I cannot lose you. I've already lost Megan. And if you're not here, I don't have anybody in this house. Please stop. Sharon has told you she's sick of your shit. You need to get it together.
And she keeps saying, I'm just playing.
I'm
and
just Brandy's playing, like, Brandy.
Sharon doesn't like playing. And she's like, really? Like, acting, Lacey's acting dumb, dude.
She's acting dumb, but she's also acting terrifying.
Yes.
This is the kind of bullying that, like, literally, how do you get out of this?
How do you
What do
it?
You do? So now Dallas enters the room. She and Dallas sits down. And she sees Lacey, but she is wearing her sunglasses and she does not engage. Mind you, I think she's a little drunk.
She's wasted.
But she is sitting there just sipping a drink. And Lacey is up in the bed. And Lacey says, oh, Dallas, I was just making myself comfortable in your bed so that I could be here in time to tell you why I think it's totally valid to be a pescatarian or whatever she says.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Dallas says nothing.
Nothing.
And Brandy says, Lacey, stop. But then she says, I'm going to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Brandy goes to the bathroom. Lacey comes down. And she is in Dallas's fucking face.
Dude, centimeters.
It is so disgusting. Centimeters. And we see this so much in these shows. And, like, just in general, this all over Jersey Shore. Like, all of the shows were like this, where it was, like, people screaming in each other's face. Even, like, Jenny Jones, Ricky Lake.
Doing this weird thing where she's talking.
And smiling.
And she's centimeters away from Race. And then says, I can't see your eyes, Dallas. And goes to grab the glasses off her face.
The way that she feels entitled to put her hands on people.
And she's done this to Dallas in the past. Remember, she always does. She was trying to get Dallas to hit her on the first season of Rock of Love. She just kept gently touching her.
Yeah.
It is so disgusting.
Yeah.
So Dallas takes her own glasses off and is like, don't touch me, don't touch me. Lacey is in her fucking face and Dallas is not saying a word. I think Lacey gets so fed up, she smacks Dallas's drink.
Yep, all in her face. Because
she's not getting her to do anything. Yep. It goes all over her face and Heather is in the room and witnesses all of this.
And Heather is like, what the fuck, dude?
Heather's like, I can't believe you didn't just fucking kill her. Like, I was having so much trouble watching this. Like, you did so good, Dallas.
Yes.
Like,
and Brandy drags Lacey out of the room.
Yes, that's when Brandy comes out, witnesses the glass,
yeah,
pulls Lacey out of the room.
And she says the whole time, like, instantly, Lacey's like, she provoked me. She provoked me. She was fighting with me. And it's just fucking bananas, right? So Dallas stands up. It's
gaslighting.
It is so gaslighting. Dallas stands up and you see the demons in her eyes. You see how fucking furious she is. You can see she's either going to scream or cry. She is, like, on the edge. And she says, Heather, can you show me which door is Sharon's door? Because I want to make sure I put the note under the right door.
So we never see if she writes a letter or puts a letter there. We don't see it.
Because immediately then, outside, a cop on a motorcycle pulls into the pool area. And they're all a little too drunk to react.
Yeah, well, they think it's a stripper, which is also hilarious.
That does go on for a while, and he is handsome. So he is. I understand. Yeah. I understand.
I get it.
And that most of them, they've interacted with cops in both directions. I'm sure. They're like, this is a fantasy. It's about the finer things in life. Yeah. Certainly, it's a stripper.
It's a stripper for me.
It's not. He's a real cop.
He leads them all inside and gives them breathalyzers.
Which is hilarious and unfortunate because Dallas seems to be one of the few people who took a drink with her because she was getting away from the group.
Right.
So she was just there sipping a drink right before this, and we start doing breathalyzers.
So they do them and they line them up from least drunk to most drunk.
And this is just based on a percentage. Yes. Now, I must say, I think these numbers are fudged.
I think they're fudged. I think they're planned. It's the blood alcohol content, and I think it's garbage.
Jesus Christ.
My fucking rock pig is crazy tonight, you guys. And Kiermo's obsessed with her butthole. It's weird.
No, I don't like the way I saw him lick it.
Did he lick
it? Yeah, he just like...
Did he actually get... Oh, no, he's going for her puss. So that's probably why she ran in here, actually. So this is really gross. Is her ears wet or either of her ears wet by chance? Okay, so here's what happens. This is so gross. My dog, Guillermo, will come up and he'll lick Anya's vag just once or twice. And he'll click his mouth. He goes like that.
I don't like it.
And then he starts licking her ears.
Like a predator.
He licks on her ears and sucks on her ears. And he dry humps the air next to her while he licks her ears. And then she'll come running to me and go, Mom, because her ears are all wet and she hates it.
Oh, Mo, why?
So but that's what he doesn't even, he just dry humps the air next to her.
Why does he need to suckle her ears? She's the suckler.
I know.
Why is he suckling?
He suckles her. He's horny by her ears, dude. It's like he tastes the puss and then he suckles on the ears. It is the weirdest. And I yell at him all the time. I know. I'm so sorry for her. He never actually tries to mount her. Like, he just humps next to her. It's so weird.
He did lick her puss. He did. She didn't like it. And she...
No, she doesn't. She's asking for help now. Anya, it's okay. Just lay down, babes. Just lay down. We won't let him get you.
We won't let him get you.
This is my life, you guys. Oh,
this is a fucking clown show.
It is a clown show here. I'm
absolutely
so sorry.
Bananas. But the way she came barreling in here in. And then her tail flip-flopping against every fucking solid surface.
Because she needed help, dude. Poor I'm sure baby. That's what was going on in my bedroom behind gross. My back. It is gross. They get more action on my bed than I do.
So much like this show.
The breathalyzers.
The breathalyzers. So they line them up, and what's the order?
So from lowest to highest, we have Christy Joe, Heather, which was shocking to me.
Yeah.
Jessica Kinney, Destiny, Brandy C, Brandy M, Lacey, and then Dallas. And the unfortunate part of this, ladies and gentlemen, that's how they're going to be grouped into teams for today's challenge.
The two girls standing next to each other are a team, which is why I call bullshit on this.
Yes.
Because I think Brandy and Brandy was on purpose.
Yep.
And I think Lacey and Dallas was on purpose.
Absolutely.
I don't disbelieve that Dallas had the highest. I do think that Jessica was lower.
I think Jessica was lower because we barely saw her drink anything.
Yeah, and she comments on it. And that's why I feel like they kept them, though, that group of girls at the front, they were within like 1 or 2 points of each other.
Yeah.
So maybe those were the real percentages. I think they just rearranged them so they could make the teams however they wanted. And who's going to tell us we're wrong?
Nobody is, unfortunately. So they're paired up according to blood alcohol content. And what their challenge is today is they're going to be making a public service announcement on the dangers of excessive drinking.
Y'all, we don't get to see these very often anymore. And I miss it a little bit.
Same.
My favorite series is there's a group of Canadian work safety videos that are really violent.
I've seen those. They're hilarious.
They're phenomenal. And if work safety videos had like special effects like that, I would fucking watch them. Did you? I never saw this at a high school near me, but I remember hearing about high schools that would have like mad days, like Mothers Against Drunk Driving, and they would have like a car accident reenactment.
Okay, yes, and I did the effects for one of those once.
That shit is awesome. I feel like that shit is way more impactful.
Yeah.
It's the high school equivalent of like a Scared Straight haunted house, like a church haunted house. I love that shit. I love it. I love a bad PSA. So
when I was in college, I helped with one of those.
Let's get on it.
Yeah.
We were talking earlier
about volunteer work, but you could do it.
Let's go.
Yeah. Let's put ourselves out there.
We wanted to be reenactors. Maybe we can just be actors.
Yeah. Maybe they'll let us be in the
high
car.
School.
Oh my God.
I'll be a drunk driver.
I have my clearances because my sister
has clearances too.
We both have clearances to be at schools. We passed our tests.
Which seems illegal.
But we're good people.
We are
I know
good
we don't
people.
Look like good
we're
people.
We're just not good for kids.
Right.
Yeah.
It's hard for us not to cuss. You know what I mean?
So kids know about cussing.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yes. So they all have to do a PSA, and there's going to be 4 different topics.
Yes.
And
did
Christy,
you get them all?
Joe, yeah, did you?
Yeah.
Go for it.
Okay, so dangers of excess drinking, dangers of alcohol on an unborn baby.
Wait, you guys say whose team is what?
Oh, my bad. Well, you're going to have to do that part.
Fuck, okay, so Christy, Joe, and Heather.
They're the PSA dangers of excessive drinking.
Unborn baby.
Unborn baby. You just do this.
So Christy, Joe, and Heather are doing the dangers of drinking when you have an unborn baby.
Yes.
Jessica and Destiny are doing dangers to the body with
excessive
drinking.
Yeah.
Brandy C and Brandy M are doing sexual promiscuity.
Perfect.
With drinking too much. And it's funny because I don't know that a lot of people know this. Both of them have been in porn before charm school.
And that does come out in this episode. Yeah. Somebody says that, like, makes sense, give the whores this. And I was like, dang. Yeah. Dang, go easy.
I think they're the only two.
I think everyone here has been guilty of drinking a little too much.
And
right?
having a little bit of sex.
I think we can all simmer down on that. And they actually got paid for it. So y'all can shut the fuck up.
For real. So then Lacey and Dallas got the dangerous situation. From excessive drinking.
Of like drinking and driving?
Yeah. I think it's just like, I think honestly that was up for interpretation.
Okay.
Like, they could have done whatever they wanted. Yeah.
So they have a half an hour.
Yeah.
They have a table full of props that they can use. They're not obligated to use them, but they get only their allotted props and then anything else that's in the house they're allowed to use. So they don't have a lot of time to come up with an idea. They have to film it, and then it doesn't feel like they are doing any editing.
There's no editing, so you have to film it like we do in order.
One take, which we fucking crush. So we could have killed this.
So good at that.
Which one would you have wanted to do? If you
unborn
got
baby.
I think that's the easiest one.
Easiest one.
And Christy Joe, before they even get to the prop table, she sees there's like a fake pregnancy belly, there's a baby doll and a stroller, and she is like, now mind you, it's 2007, very important year, and she says to Heather, I think we should do like a TMZ Britney Spears kind of thing.
Like paparazzi chasing Britney around.
Genius. Clever, because you have 30 minutes to film it, right?
Yes.
So you don't have time to really write a script.
Right.
You're trying to convey a message very quickly.
And you have to put facts in there, which they probably
they provide you with. Yes. But you have to do it in like a creative, interesting manner. That is the challenge.
Yes.
So
we see them all filming. The biggest, we'll go over each video when they review them.
Sure.
But the biggest takeaway is Dallas walks away immediately. He's like, I'm not working with Lacey. I don't want her to win.
And each of them gets like a jar that has the facts in it. And Dallas takes theirs.
Yeah.
Dallas takes theirs on purpose just to slow Lacey down. And now in this moment, I felt Dallas so hard.
I felt so bad. She's sobbing and Destiny's like, look, you're going to fuck yourself.
Destiny like, I know is so reasonable.
She's so wonderful. She's like, I know you don't want to help Lacey win. You don't have to win, dude.
Yeah, just don't.
But you don't
fail.
Fuck yourself over
because
here.
Because what is the outcome of this challenge?
Right.
The outcome is the two winners
are safe.
Are safe.
The
and
worst,
everybody else is up for elimination.
You have to just do good, please.
And we're down to six six people.
Yeah.
It's harder to blend in. Eight people. It's harder to just be in the middle.
Yeah.
You're at the top or the bottom at this point with eight. And in teams of two.
Yep. So after like half of the time.
Yes.
Dallas does go back down.
Or maybe they had a full hour. They had a full hour.
After a half hour, Dallas goes back down and is like, okay, what do you want to do? I'm not helping you write it. I'm not helping anything. Like, what do you want to do? I'll do it. Whatever.
Yeah.
And is very, you know.
She sits down. She says, hi, buddy. And I was like, ooh, Dallas, just get through it. And it's funny because in this moment, Lacey is so fake sweet all the time. And that's how she does her mean shit. Until there's a challenge. Mm-hmm. And then her need to be in control ruins her. So there's a piece of me that felt like had Dallas been able to center herself, she could have come back to this challenge and set Lacey up for failure.
Yeah.
She could have come back to That's this challenge and been so difficult to work with, but played it off in a way. Oh, what, Lacey? I thought you were going to do the fact. Like, she could have done it in a way where she made Lacey fail herself.
Yeah.
But she was so upset, and rightfully so, she just like killed half of the time and then came back.
Yeah. So by the time Ricky comes to take the tapes, dude,
they have nothing.
They have nothing.
They have pretty much nothing.
Okay, so let's go through the videos. Destiny and Jessica, and if you remember, they had like the effects on the body. This is so fucking funny, dude.
Destiny is wearing a hospital gown.
Yeah.
She's got some kind of weird airline that they're pretending to be an IV. She's walking down slowly, the hallway.
And she's like, the effects on the body, like,
it's so the dramatic. Head,
the heart, the. And then she like croaks. And then in runs fucking Jessica. And she's like, oh, my God, like, are you OK? And then she leans over and she says, drinking can harm the body.
And then she runs back. She says, I think we lost her.
Yeah. And then she runs back to the camera, turn off, and Destiny stands up.
OK, but fuck them for not cutting
it. Come on.
That's not fair. They didn't get a chance to actually cut like where they wanted to cut.
Funny, though.
But Destiny standing back up, I was like, wow. Because you know she was coming to see the tape. Like, yeah! Let's see how it was.
Yeah.
So fucking funny. Oh,
it was
funny.
So fucking funny.
I thought it was way funnier than they meant for it to be. And that made it great. And that's a good PSA. Funny.
And the team's feedback, like all the judges' feedback on that, is that it wasn't very convincing. Especially considering Destiny stood up at the end.
Yeah. Well, it's hard to believe. I don't know. You should go listen to the last episode of Queen's NC 17. There was a lot of dead people standing up and doing shit.
It's true.
It's very confusing sometimes to tell if somebody's dead or not.
It is.
It's hard to tell.
I know.
I don't know.
And Jessica was not dressed as a doctor to me, so all I'm saying is she might have declared her dead by accident.
She had a lab coat on, and she did have glasses.
Did she?
Yeah. So that's how you were supposed to be able to tell.
She's smart. So Heather and Christy Jogo, and as you said, it's TMZ, Britney Spears. This is fucking hilarious. Heather is dressed in the pregnant belly and she's just running around drinking and smoking. And Chrissy Joe, as a TMZ like paparazzi, is just screaming random facts at her about drinking while pregnant.
Hey, don't you know that drinking while pregnant is the leading cause for fetal alcohol syndrome? I was like, and leading that, cause? I'm pretty sure it's the only cause. The only I may cause. Be wrong, and but as, I'm no doctor. I don't have any glasses.
Right? And as Britney, Heather's just screaming, leave me alone! Leave me alone! After every fact, leave me alone! And then eventually she's like, wait, Brittany, watch out, the pool. And Heather,
the pool, which is literally a Grecian Olympic sized pool. There's no missing this thing. Heather runs and jumps sideways into it.
Yeah, with the stroller. And Chris is like, somebody get the baby. It's so fucking good.
It was genius. And like, it had big us energy. Yes. Not to like pat ourselves on the back. But but they were very smart about was the delivery made it easy. They didn't have to deliver cold deadpan lines.
Right.
They didn't have to memorize.
Chrissy Joe nailed like 30 facts.
But she's behind the camera.
Yeah.
So she's able to look at her sheet.
It was genius.
It was very smart. It was all Chrissy Joe.
Yeah.
And I love that Heather at the end of it is like, I hope Brittany's not mad at me. I love her.
Yeah, I love her so much.
It's like, you're so cute.
She probably did. They say that the judges say it was great and it was hilarious.
Absolutely. They said they hit all the marks. It was very creative. It was very timely.
Yes. Brandy M and Brandy C. Theirs was on the dangers of sex and promiscuity. It is a fucking porn.
Yeah, basically. And Brandy, the way they have Brandy behind the scenes being like, well, I think that my video was perfect. And I think that it was the best idea that anybody had ever. And I think it's just really clear that we're going to win because it was such a good idea.
It is literally Brandy M getting drunk, fucking a blow up doll, sucking his dick without a condom and having sex without a condom. There is no facts.
Not a single one.
They don't... And it's just like, even,
oh yeah.
And they even do that like porn couch thing where they're like asking Brandy
the casting couch. Like,
the casting couch.
Yes,
it's literally. They're like,
when you turn 18. Yeah. It's so fucking bad.
It's so bad.
And it's comical, but you can tell even the judges are like, even we're a little uncomfortable.
Yeah.
The one, just for reference, the non-stripper cop judge, he's there.
Oh, he's here too.
He's watching everything.
He was into it.
He loved it.
He was into it. So they say it's
Brandy
vulgar.
Is stunned.
Yeah.
Brandy C. absolutely flabbergasted that this isn't the obvious winner.
Yeah. No,
cannot
they're
believe
like,
it.
This is vulgar.
She
like,
can't believe it.
This feels bad. Dallas and Lacey, painful.
It's painful to
bad.
Watch.
Bad. It's awful.
Almost funny, though, because almost. It's just such a train wreck.
My favorite part. So Dallas is reading from, my favorite part is this video. Just let me take you there, guys. Video opens up with a school bus door opening and a random metal knight, like K-N-I-G-H-T, comes sliding out from the driver's seat, and then the editing cuts and it's just Dallas standing there.
She's sitting because they don't have a car. So
right.
This is them demonstrating the dangers of driving while driving.
Yeah.
But now she's just sitting in the bus holding her notes,
reading
a beer.
From it with a beer. And then she's standing next to the knight next to the bus, reads another thing. And then she literally says, drinking and driving's bad. And like stands there for 3 seconds and then just like angrily chucks the beer bottle and like crosses her arms and looks back at the camera and that's it.
It's awesome. Honestly, I loved it.
It's
because
awesome.
I love her.
I know.
I loved her and they hated it.
It was terrible, you guys. It
yeah.
was fucking
I mean,
terrible.
From a challenge perspective, yeah.
The
was
winners,
it the best? No.
No, the winners are clear. It's,
obvious.
It's Christy, Joe, and Heather.
They rose to the top. And I thought, this is interesting, for four teams, you didn't have to win.
No.
You just shouldn't have lost.
You shouldn't have lost.
That was the only goal.
And that's what Destiny was trying to
right,
say.
Right,
that's
right,
what Destiny
right.
was trying to say to her. Don't win.
Yeah, you don't have to be the best.
You have to put some effort
in. You
gotta
do better.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yikes.
So it's elimination time. I mean, we get right into it.
Yeah.
They come down to the carpet and she calls down Dallas, Lacey, Brandy M, and Brandy C.
Yes.
The feedback for Brandy C and Brandy M is you guys had an image coming in here, right?
Yeah.
Which we again know is that they'd have done porn.
Right.
And you've lived up to it with that video, which is unfortunate because you've come so far.
And the whole supposed point of this is that you're supposed to be changing your negative self-image, improving
not
it, not just
falling back into
it,
right?
Yes.
But you guys are safe.
Go back.
Now we're going to talk about Lacey and Dallas.
Yo,
before they even get to say anything, Lacey fucking pops off and starts lying. Dallas was antagonizing me. I was just trying to sit there drinking a drink. Dallas was in my face, and Heather jumps in and is like, that is not what
that
happened.
Not true.
I was there. And before Heather can even say anything, here comes Pitbull Brandy C.
Yo.
That's my friend. She's my. I don't want to be here. That's my friend. She didn't do anything like that. It was Dallas.
Heather. Brandy C says, Heather, you know you threw me out of there like an abusive boyfriend. I was like, what is she talking about? And you see it in Sharon's face immediately. She's like, shut up. She's not even, she's dropped the misses at this
yes.
point. She hasn't said fuck all about a missus. She literally says, Brandy, shut up.
She says, Brandy, exit the room. And Brandy goes and stands in the back and she's like, no, I want you to get out of the room.
She says, Brandy, step down. I want you out. And then Brandy just like comes to the carpet and she's like, no, out.
Out.
Get the fuck out of here.
Get the fuck out. Go to the bedrooms.
And like, I was like,
right
oh
off
God,
out of here.
She's coming back with raccoon eyes. We know
oh,
it.
Oh, and she did.
She did. She's out there crying.
So Sharon makes her leave and then asks Dallas, like, what, bottom line, all this garbage, no matter who did what. And Dallas, unfortunately, did not really stand
She didn't
her
stand
ground.
Up for herself. And I feel like had she been able to get that note to Sharon.
Yeah, that would have made all the difference.
I feel like that didn't happen. And I really, 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 really feel like you can't tell me that the challenges are more important than how they're acting.
Yes.
I feel like how they're acting outside of the challenges is more important because that's who they actually are.
Yeah, I agree with
and
you.
And Lacey went out of her way to be cruel and mean and shitty and violent. She put her hands on Dallas twice.
Yep.
Absolutely inexcusable.
I wish Dallas would have wrote that note.
I
wonder if she did and they edited it out.
I wonder if they did. I just felt like they never were protecting her at all.
It
happened
very
too many
sad.
Times. Yeah.
It is very sad. And I'm glad that Lacey got hit with that apple in the first episode.
I am 100% glad. And I feel like it almost is reverse. Like, it seems like that would have happened at this point
yeah.
when you have lost it.
Yeah.
But that is just Lacey knows how to push buttons.
Yep.
And the fact that she hasn't gotten her ass kicked more is kind of surprising. It's kind of
surprised because she has money.
Yeah.
Everyone's scared.
I guess
her.
So.
So she says, Dallas, I just have one question for you. Did you put your all into that PSA? And Dallas says, I did not put in 100% into that PSA. And Sharon clocks her attitude.
She says, it seems like you have a better than everybody attitude. You stand down here. And she is crying. And she's like, no, I don't. No, I don't. I'm literally just surviving. She can't say this, no. But you can see it in her eyes. Yeah. She's just being like, what am I supposed to fucking do? I'm literally getting harassed here every fucking day.
Sharon expels her, and everyone except for Lacey is shaking their head.
Yeah.
Everybody
and
there.
And everybody said to Cameron before this, if Lacey doesn't get eliminated, this is bullshit.
Yeah.
I want Dallas to stay, and I want Lacey to go. They should have spoken up. I know, because they edited something out.
They did.
Because there is a moment where Sharon says, I want you to line up one at a time and tell me. And we never see any of that.
We don't see it. The editing in this episode is fucked.
It's very heavy. And I'm curious about that. I wonder if it was like a retroactive editing. Like maybe they showed more and then they cut it out.
But I don't know.
Sharon
it's fucked,
absolutely
though.
Said she was going to ask everybody. And we didn't get to see that because I feel like, again, if everybody said... And why then? Why in these shows, there's so many times where they'll be like, who do you think should go home?
I know. And
who
then they do their own thing anyway.
Yeah. So why would this not be a moment? She knows Lacey has been on the carpet every fucking week.
Yep.
So has Brandy. Brandy's been the pit bull back there. Yep, yep, yapping every fucking week.
Yeah.
Why then would she not say, did anybody else see this situation? Could somebody else share it?
I can tell you why. Because Lacey makes for good TV.
Because Lacey is way too entertaining to let
Lacey
her go.
Lacey makes for good TV.
Yeah. And this does create a whole lot of fucking stress because now everybody's fucking furious.
Everyone is furious. Brandy C comes back in with her mascara down to her kneecaps.
Yes.
And they're all allowed to go back. And Dallas says on the way out, I regret not beating the fuck out of Lacey.
And not cussing people out more.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck, Dallas. I love you. You were too good for this
you
show.
Were.
This feels like every once in a while, it's like with Rodeo 2, where it's like, girl, just get out of here.
Her, Jessica Kinney.
Just
you know,
get
they're,
out.
They're too good for this
You're
anyway.
You're too good for this bullshit.
But next week looks absolutely fucking hilarious.
Oh my God. It's just getting better and better.
It's just
and
getting better.
Better.
They're put in costumes and they have to date and it looks so fucking
this
silly.
This is the dress, the glam down team or whatever, where they have to get uglyified and then go out and date. Oh my God. I remember this episode.
I remember.
Crystal clear.
Ew, I can't wait.
I'm
I don't
so
remember
excited.
Who wins, so I'm thrilled.
I don't remember who wins, but I remember how uncomfortable it is and I am so thrilled.
And it looks like there's some fights, you guys.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They go out into the real world in this one, and I love it.
Finally, we get off the premises.
Yeah, get off the ship.
Yeah.
Finally.
So we'll see you guys next week, okay?
Yeah.
Stay tuned.
Keep it real.
Yeah, boy.
If we put our boobs together, we can think better.
Bitch, I will be ignorant all over your
Sorry, but I cannot keep my clothes on.
Where's the garbage?
Right there.